Thank you very much for choosing us today. Kenneth, Mr. Moy Karim joins us to honor the women this month. Mr. Karim, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Lovely, how are you?
I'm excellent. I'm superb. I'm doing very well.
Uh-huh, let's get into it. Women, turn your pain into power.
Wow, Sister Klan, that's actually I think we should have a conference around this. First and foremost, we have to define a woman, all right? And then we have to then move to actually show her turning pain into power, all right? A woman, that word is built up onto it. There's an etymology there. The etymological point of that is a man that has a womb. There's a A-W-O, which actually womb, which actually means womb, and then there's a man. So what is a woman? It is a man that has a womb. In other words, they are able to carry things within them. They are able to carry stuff within them. All right? Now, there are three things, basic things, that has a womb when I see Scotland. The first thing that has a womb is, number one, the S, mother S. The S has a womb. That's why umawenza umuntu akhala. I wish people can get my book, The Science of Success. I have a chapter where I speak about this. Uma umuntu akhala, atropa izinyembezi onto the ground. That is a seed planted to the ground. That's why later you tend to actually reap what you planted. In other words, if you are the cover of that pain and there are tears drops to the ground, later in life, when tears comes out of your own eyes, that's actually an expression of a reward. You are getting what you planted. Into color, it's the S. The S has a womb. The second thing that has a womb is wisdom. Wisdom has a womb. That's why if your capacity, you know, if your capacity is low, you know, brain, cerebrum, cerebellum, medulla oblongata, all of those things. If your brain has a lower capacity there, then you have to turn into the womb of wisdom, which can carry bigger capacities. That's the third phenomenon that is a womb. It's actually a woman. All right, I'll give you four things, and then I think they will make sense. Give umfazi love, sister, and you say, I love you, okay? She will actually turn you into a husband. Oh, I love you to another man is actually, oh, I love you. But then I love you to a woman, it actually turns you as a man into a husband, all right? Women are the only people who are able to turn a man into a husband, a man into a father, a man into a responsible foundation, all right? Because whatever you drop in the womb of a woman, it is manufactured. You give her a seed, she will give you kids. So when you give her a seed, she gives you kids. Why? Because she has the capacity to actually turn things to become, with a capacity to actually carry things in her that will make a better person. Then you give her your vision. Later in life, when you are about to quit, she turns into a motivational speaker. Why? She will preach back to you what you planted to her. Number four, when you actually give her love, uma uti kuye love. You know, we men are receivers.
Yeah.
So if they are receivers, when you actually give them love, okay, when you give them love, they will exchange it in a submission. Why? A woman is submitted by love. Now, it's in a turning pain into power. All right, Askate Angmazi Kamalate, but I will quote. Askate Nelson Mandela, the mother of Nelson Mandela carried a child. There's sicknesses that comes with that. There's pain that comes with that. Mm-hmm. There's emotional hiding that comes with that. Little did we know that in the womb of that woman, there was actually a president, the first black president in South Africa. She went through pain to produce what? Power. Power is what a woman will give birth to. In other words, don't be a woman of vindictive. Don't be a woman or retaliatory. Allow pain to give birth to power. Allow rejection to give birth to election. Allow hatred to give birth full harnessing of greatness. Allow those that are treating you like you are nothing to give you an opportunity to become the world best woman, the world best author, the world best motivational speaker, the world best. Because if you turn power, if you turn pain into power, guess yes. what? The child you carry alone will be a blessing to the nation. We can prove it. We have, like I said, Nelson Mandela. We have the mother of Jesus. We have the mother of Moses. Every mother was able to carry greatness for the next generation. See, last corner, because of women, I speak the way I do because of a mother. Because the stage number one of a woman, the baby stage, it is where you actually train her in language. The woman stage, it is where you train her in capacity to actually be a visionary. But then the last stage is when you turn her into a wife. That's when she makes a man. The final one is when she becomes a mother. How many kids are doctors today because a mother was sitting at the West Corner attending some kid and then attain a doctor? Because there's a way of turning into a better product. There's a way of actually influencing it. Doctors today are a product of motivational speakers by a product of somebody that has a kitchen to go team up in Asia. They have the capacity to turn pain into power. Those are women.
Oh, Mr. Kareem, give birth to power. Turn your pain into power. We do this again next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much for this Monday motivation. We do this every single Monday. But this month, we do it for the women. We do it to celebrate the women. We do it to recognize the women who have shaped who we are, because we are nothing without the women.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Mid Mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.